And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
St. Timothy's Lutheran Church in Sunderland is having a Thanksgiving service on Saturday, October the 11th at 3 p.m, celebrating 60 years of ministry in Sunderland. Marking this great occasion, Pastor John Ehlers, Chairman of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, will be the guest preacher for this special and exciting event. Please celebrate with them in person or in your prayers. While on the subject of prayers, please pray for a harmonious and productive ELCE Synod, which is taking place today and tomorrow. Pastors, lay leaders and guests will be gathering at Ruislip to conduct the Lord's business. I will share more news with LRUK listeners on what happened in next week's news bulletin. Listeners will recall that I reported on Francisco Aguirre's sought sanctuary from US immigration authorities in a Lutheran church last week. He is now gaining supporters, including the mayor of Portland, and the church plans a rally for him. In recent years, as immigration reform has stalled in Washington, churches around the US have offered sanctuary to immigrants who lack legal status because federal officials generally don't make arrests at sensitive locations such as churches. Francisco Aguirre, 35, who came to the US from El Salvador nearly two decades ago, is facing removal to his native country because of an old drug conviction and a previous deportation. Aguirre, who has two children who are US citizens and is now the coordinator of a Portland non-profit organization that runs a day labor center, disputes the criminal prosecution on drug dealing charges 15 years ago and says he was innocent. He has vowed to remain at Augustana Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, until he's able to resolve his immigration case. "I'm part of this community, and this is where I belong," Aguirre said. Portland area churches and local leaders support him, pointing to his contributions during the past decade as a labor and immigrant rights organizer and a family man. Francisco Aguirre has been a community leader in Portland and an important voice on issues of equity and immigrant rights. "I believe Francisco should remain in the United States and in Portland until his case can reach a humane conclusion," Mayor Charlie Howells said in a statement. Court records show that in the final month of 1998, Aguirre, then 19, was involved in small-time drug dealing in Portland. Police surveillance reports and a search warrant affidavit describe Aguirre selling cocaine and heroin to undercover police officers on multiple occasions. The records also show police observing Aguirre selling or offering to sell drugs. Aguirre came to the attention of immigration authorities in August after his arrest for driving under the influence. The churches and organizations that have rallied round Aguirre said they'll continue to stand behind him. The church is one of more than 30 congregations in Oregon that are part of the sanctuary movement and have pledged to give refuge to immigrants living in the country illegally. Experts estimate about 300 congregations around America are ready to take in such immigrants. This year, at least three immigrants have taken sanctuary in churches in Arizona and one in a church in Chicago. A major new translation of the whole Bible into modern Persian was launched in London and Istanbul last week. The project was especially significant as some of its earliest contributors were martyred for their faith. Its publishers are Elam Ministries and Wycliffe Bible Translators. Elam was founded in 1990 by senior Iranian church leaders with a vision to serve the growing church in Iran. Elam says this event was made all the more remarkable because of the recent transformation of the church in Iran. At the time of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, there were no more than 500 Christians from a Muslim background in the country. Now Iran is thought to have one of the fastest growing churches in the world. The coordinator and chief editor of the New Bible Translation, the Reverend Dr. Mehrdad Fatihi, said, "This project is like raising a child. It's been 18 years of hard work, but worth it for such an exciting day. Though the event was joyful, we are sad it had to take place outside Iran," said Sam Yegnaza, founder and director of Elam. "This event proves the worldwide church will always bring the scriptures to people, however closed a country is meant to be." According to David Yegnazar, also of Elam and Sam's son, a very conservative estimate puts the number of Christians in Iran at 100,000. The generally accepted estimate is 370,000. Some believe there are 700,000, others more than a million. Despite restrictions and risks from the Iranian government, Elam aims to print and distribute at least 300,000 copies over the next 3 years. Sam Yegnagar believes that the dedication of the Bible in the company of hundreds of leaders representing the church worldwide sends out a clear message to those who persecute Christians. The venture was named as the Michaelian Project in honour of Tatius Michaelian, who was shot dead 20 years ago and is regarded as Iran's most notable Bible translator. His widow Juliet was presented with the first copy alongside others who are relatives and friends of martyred Iranian Christians. The Reverend Hussein Sudmand was martyred in 1990. He is survived by his daughter Rashin Sudmand, who also received a new Bible at the launch. "I was crushed by my father's death, but wanted to share Jesus with others," she said. "We had no scriptures, so we wrote them out by hand and left them in taxis and restaurants. I prayed for Bibles for my city and country. God has answered my prayer." The gatherings of the International Church in London and Istanbul also sent out a timely message that the Middle East is Christian as well as Muslim. Open Doors International, a global charity serving Christians who are under pressure because of their faith, has joined 38 non-governmental organizations in a campaign demanding diplomatic action to protect civilians amid Syria's civil war. The campaign, called With Syria, intends to redouble pressure on United Nations members to live up to promises they made in February. At that time, the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed a resolution condemning both sides in the conflict of besieging civilians as a tactic of war and demanding that the Syrian government permit humanitarian access to civilians. 6 months later, the country is more chaotic than ever, with more than 1,500 armed groups in operation across the country and fighting spreading into northern Iraq, the With Syria campaign said in a press release. The campaign has created an online petition addressed to world leaders to use your power to hold the UN Security Council to its word. The coalition, comprised of organizations in 27 countries, announced its campaign just ahead of a week-long session of the UN General Assembly, scheduled to begin on September the 24th. Open Doors International operates in more than 50 countries, providing Christian materials, training, trauma counseling, emergency relief and other services. In the With Syria campaign, it joins humanitarian and development NGOs such as Amnesty International, Save the Children, and churches such as the Church of England. The Vatican has pledged €100,000 towards preserving the former Nazi death camp Auschwitz in southern Poland, the site's museum said on Monday. "Given our limited resources, the amount is small," Vatican Secretary of State Pietro Parolin said. "But it is an expression of our full support for the Auschwitz-Birkenau Foundation that oversees the upkeep of the former camp where the Nazis gassed hundreds of thousands of prisoners in occupied Poland during World War II. The Vatican is the 31st state to donate to the foundation, which has received €102 million in pledges, including €60 million from the German government. Wartime Pope Pius XII has long been accused of remaining silent in the face of the Holocaust and the mass murder of millions of Jews. But Pope Francis defended him in June, saying he did not know why everyone picks on Pius XII and the Church. The pontiff also criticized Allied forces for failing to bomb the railway lines that led to the camps. Auschwitz-Birkenau has become the symbol of Nazi Germany's genocide of European Jews, 1 million of whom died at the camp in the city of Wachim from 1940 to 1945. More than 100,000 others, including non-Jewish Poles, Roma, Soviet prisoners of war, and anti-Nazi resistance fighters also died there, according to the museum. More than 1 million people visit the museum each year. And finally, politics can sometimes be unpredictable, as New York Mayor Bill de Blasio learned following reports that a groundhog he dropped during a photo session died last February. The groundhog, named Chuck, squirmed out the 6'3" mayor's arms while he was posing for photos on February the 2nd, Groundhog Day, and plummeted to the floor, the New York Post reported this week. The rodent died a week later from acute internal injuries, the newspaper reported. According to popular folklore, if a groundhog emerges from its cage and sees its own shadow, winter will continue for another 6 weeks. If the day is cloudy and the groundhog does not cast a shadow, spring is expected to arrive. The Post said the zoo, which receives nearly 50% of its funding from the city, covered up the cause of death, claiming the critter died of natural causes. The mayor's office said it was saddened by the news. We were unaware that Staten Island Chuck had passed, but are sorry to hear of the loss. Phil Warzak, a spokesman for the mayor, was quoted as saying in the Post. Twitter was ablaze with reactions to the tragic incident as claims of scandal emerged. The first real scandal of the de Blasio administration, said one tweet. Mayor de Blasio has groundhog blood on his hands, said another, while New York Magazine said the story promises to be our generation's Watergate.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.